Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guests, owners of Numana Foods, Daniel and Tristan Brickman. Our co-hosts today are Maricela and John Woodall, Lori Crable, and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, thank you for watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We have an exciting day two program with Numana Food, a brand new affiliate we have for you today. Pastor Jim Baker has tested, approved, and said, we want them on the Jim Baker Show as soon as possible. You know, Mondo, in the book of Psalms, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And how happy is the person who takes refuge in him. Yes. And that's what this is all about. We want you to make sure your refuge is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is a foundation that cannot be shaken, and that is Jesus Christ. That is the Word of God. We want you to make sure that you have a personal relationship with Him. The entire concept behind Jim Baker's PTL Television Network was so that you could watch the prophets uncensored, so you could truly have a network of truth. And we've made this available for you on video on demand. You can download the free PTL Network app on your iPhone or your Android device. You can also download the free PTL Network channel for Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, and we've just added free TV streaming network. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which Mondo, that right there is a testimony of God's goodness alone. The amount of times we've been banned, shadow banned, brought back, banned again, all for simply preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, Ricky, if there was ever a time to speak the truth, it is now.
Yes, that's right.
You're going to start noticing that things are going to start happening all over the nation, and the truth is not going to come out maybe to 6 months later, maybe a year later. Why do I say that? Because just a few hours ago, this story is developing, and I want to tell you something. Let me give it to you, because cell phone outages hits AT&T nationwide. Verizon, T-Mobile also affected, but they don't want to tell us why.
That's right.
Why?
It makes you wonder.
Why don't you want to be truthful? Listen, I've said this many times, and Daddy and I were talking about this, your friend Jim Baker. He keeps telling me, we have been lied to. They're lying to us. When they don't want to share the truth, what does that mean? They're withholding the truth. They're lying to us. They're trying to cover something up. Yet we all have the common sense. Uh-oh, I cussed.
Yeah,
you can't use common sense. You can't use that word. I'm going to be banned. But listen to me, when you look at headlines like this that affect us every single day, we have been warning on this program, Ricky, over and over for the last two decades. Watch what's happening with the power grid. Watch the way that we want to communicate.
That's right.
It's going to go down, whether it be by solar events, which the Bible talks about, there'll be signs in the heavens.
That's right.
Could that be one of the signs? I'm talking to a lot of prophets, and they said there's a lot of strange things happening in the skies that many people are going to run to and fro trying to figure out what is the message behind it. Yet, Ricky, you said it the last few weeks. If you want to hear from God, you want to know where we are, you got to get the word.
Read your Bible.
Stop going to Facebook and find prophets that are not trained and called by God. Stop going to the parking lot preachers. Go to the word.
Yes,
that's right.
Amen.
Find the truth. Find the truth. This is why the PTL Network is here, to bring voices, to let you know the truth from the people, by the people,
that's right,
for the people.
Yeah. That's right.
Man, I stole your line.
Yeah. Come on. That was Lori's line. Come on. And we want to welcome back Daniel and Tristan Brickman, owner of Numana Food Group.
Oh, such a pleasure to be here. This is just fantastic. You guys are first rate all the
way.
Come on,
we absolutely love your company. We love the fact that you guys love Jesus more than you love anything else, and that means the world for us. If we have brought you an affiliate program here, we have ensured that they love Jesus Christ. Yes. Why? Because we want to make sure that you're supporting Christian businesses. Yes. When you support us, you're supporting the PTL Television Network, which allows us to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, and you're also supporting another business who believes in Jesus and is making a difference in this world. I want to thank you guys for your bold stance on Christianity, on the faith, on the American freedoms we have. You actually wrote a book, and what was it titled?
Forever 1776.
Forever 1776. Yes. Tell us about that book.
Well, I think, especially in school today, people don't get the connection that they had to our founding. My grandfather, quick story, when I was a little child, he said, Danny, do you know what makes America different from every country in the world? Of course, I said, no, Grandpa, what? He said, because in America, our rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away.
Wow. Amen.
And then he told me, Amen. And then they told me, and they taught me that in school.
Wow.
Now that's
we're not
like,
hearing that
like
in school anymore.
Like shocking. Yeah.
That's right. You know, we're seeing truly, and it's no longer a tinfoil hat. It's no longer a conspiracy. You can say what it is that you want, but we are truly seeing an indoctrination of the next generation. They simply want to ensure that they are believing this Marxist lifestyle, which I'll tell you, believer, that is not the way we are to be acting as a church. You need to ensure that your children are standing on good, godly principles. If your moral compass isn't pointing towards the cross, I beg you, please recheck your moral compass. We need to ensure that we fully stand on this and this alone. This is the word of God. This is the infallible word of God. Yes. Somebody once told me there are contradictions in this book. How do you believe it? I said, there are no contradictions. You need to reread and recheck. Every time I see a contradiction in this book, I realize it was on me. I was contradicting something. This book never contradicts itself.
Wow. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
That's right. There's freedom. Amen.
There's freedom. There is liberty. And the foundation of this country, show me another country in the world that has the law. This is the law. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
Amen.
Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. Amen.
That's why they fear the church.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's why they fear you, Christians. They fear the truth. They feel, listen, I'm looking at the news right now. One of the senators is warning, and again, I'm trying to figure out this situation because while you're speaking truth, or current administration is lying to the world, yet we all know the truth of what's happening. Mm-hmm. Listen, the truth is going to be so suppressed that they're not going to want to even share that with you when they're telling us that meat is dangerous. Well, if it's that dangerous, why millions of years people have lived on
That's
meat?
Right.
Exactly.
Right?
They tell you the cow's carbon emission is horrible for the world, yet these are the same people who get on their private planes and fly to Davos every single year to discuss absolute nonsense, why we should be eating pounds and pounds of cricket to get our protein intake. People, we have to wake up.
Yeah. You know, we are under war. And if you don't wake up to the idea that war is here already, let me give you this headline. Senator Rubio is warning that the Chinese cyber attack will be 100 times worse than the AT&T outage.
I believe that.
Would you understand
that? Right now?
Wow. Right now. This is breaking news, what's happening in America right now. Yet you want to be more entertained on other things, yet the reality is that America is at war. We are at war culturally. We are at war globally. We are at war in every front. You have to understand, the Bible talks about the gates, that judgment will be at the gate.
And we are
yet
seeing that.
We are seeing this, Ricky, absolutely. We are at war in every front of the judgment when it comes to the gates of America or borders, the world. Yeah, most people don't want to accept that we are in the book of Revelation. It's far later than you think. It's what I keep hearing, not only from your friend Jim Baker, but from other prophets that usually, you know, what's so funny is that a few days ago we reported that Joe Rogan.
Yes.
You know who Joe Rogan is?
Popular podcaster.
Popular podcaster talking about with Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the New York Jets, talking about we need Jesus to come back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
That is more gospel
than
most Sunday morning pulpits are preaching in the church today. Your friend, I keep referring to your friend Jim Baker. I know he's not here today. Keep praying for him. Keep praying for Mama Lori, Miss Lori, or Mom. Listen, pray for them because they're watching. They're going through, a battle in their everything. Everything is a battle to get out there right now. But yet the truth is this, that we are at war and the church must wake up to the idea that is far later than what we think. Yet what we're seeing happening right now with the food industry is like never before.
That's right.
Yet God sends the two of you with your company, because I'm reading this headline and I'm throwing it to you, Ricky, right now. Pennsylvania food suppliers are warning, another warning, quote unquote. Are you getting the message yet that everything I'm telling you is a warning?
Right.
That's right.
Wow.
Americans getting squeezed by inflation are becoming resistant to higher prices.
That's right.
If I gave you the list right now of how much eggs is costing right now to what the cost was 5 years ago, I think we will all faint.
Yeah. You know, you made a bold statement on the last show where you said there would be a day where there's a possibility that an egg would go for $1 a piece. And you know, I don't doubt that. Why? Because the Bible says that people are going to throw gold and silver into the streets at one point because they realize, hey, this benefits me none. That people will work an entire day for a loaf of bread. So I absolutely believe that. You know, there's an old Roman saying, it says, give them food in a circus and they'll never revolt. And I'll tell you right now, there's a reason that spiritually the devil is trying to feed you nonsense and he is trying to keep you entertained with nonsense because he doesn't want you to revolt against his kingdom. Believer, now is the day to revolt against the kingdom of darkness. You are light. You are the only thing that can combat him. Believer, it is not time to back down. It is time to step forward. We declare we do not give one more inch in our nation,
Amen.
In our communities, yes. in our schools, anywhere, in our churches. We do not give one more inch of ground to the enemy. We are no longer playing defense as Christians. We are playing offense.
Amen.
We are taking ground.
That's right.
We know Jesus is coming soon, and we are the victors.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And I want to ask you a question. You had mentioned something about Forever 1776. You said, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. Do you believe that having the self-sustainability with something like this as food provides a level of freedom apart from the government?
Well, absolutely. I mean, everything, I'll segue, the book 1984. All the book is about control and how they control the population.
Yes.
And what is the number one way they told you? They kept telling Winston, 2 + 2 = 5.
Mm.
Right. 2 + 2 = 5. And if they can get you to believe that 2 + 2 = 5, they can get you to believe a lie,
That's right.
then they get you to believe anything.
That's right.
And one of the biggest lies they're telling you is everything is fine.
Yeah.
There
right.
is no problem, no need for you to prepare. When you are prepared, you shall not fear.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can take the fear out of your life. So if you're going to be free, and you're going to be free of these institutions, and who doesn't want to be free of them,
right.
then you have to be independent, and you have to have a network with your family, with your friends, right. with everybody at PTL. That's one of the reasons I absolutely love being here. You create a community
Amen.
Where people feel a part of something, and you are. So if you're at home, you're in a war. You are a soldier.
That's right.
And you are called. And if you're in that war, you need provision.
Yes.
Amen. You need spiritually and physically.
That's
be
right.
part of it.
Praise
yes.
God. I want to ask you a question, Tristan. When you guys were going into this designing, this started for you guys 12 years ago now at this point. What did you think it was going to look like in comparison to what it looks like now?
That's funny.
Honestly, we just had this vision and we would, you know, we packed it in our basement. I don't know. We just did it. I
yeah.
mean, we had
That's
kids.
Amazing.
We went to shows. We listened to the people, what they wanted, what worked
so
for them, and something easy that's healthy. Our main thing is the healthy food. It's
yes.
real food.
Yes.
It's not bioengineered food.
Right.
It's real food.
That's right. Hey, I think it's important. Tell us what's not in the food.
Well, when we started, and we saw these other, you know, there's three things. We don't want our children to have
aspartame. MSG and high fructose corn syrup.
And we that was our goal. We're going to just start with those. And you talk about expectation. We just put one foot in front of the other, honestly. We didn't have expectations. We didn't really have goals. Our goals was
I
don't know how we got here. I mean, honestly, I don't know. It's a God thing.
We decided to change to eat healthier, and we noticed a lot of the foods have that stuff in them.
Those three
right.
ingredients.
Yes.
That's
a lot
right.
of them. And then we're like, well,
let's at least cut
We're
that
not going to feed our children that.
Right.
So let's create something amazing that's yummy that we'll eat.
Yes.
That's right. You know, we got to taste samples on the last show and our audience did as well. We got lots of hand yes. waves, hand raises. Did everyone enjoy that?
Yes.
Come on, we're getting
good.
A lot of positive feedback. This is absolutely wonderful food. Nena, I call her Nena. Marcella
that's
is
right.
my sister.
Yes.
You are standing over there by the food. And I am absolutely blown away by not only the variety,
yes.
but the flavorfulness
Amazing.
Of these products.
Yes. And the heartiness. That's the thing that I love is when you're looking at preparedness and you're looking at what are items we've always talked about on the show here. What are some food extenders that you can add to your other preparedness goals like gardens, the up to 20-year shelf life food. Also, too, the freeze-dried beef that we've just introduced. Eggs. There's different things that you can do. But I love the number one thing that Pastor Jim has always said He's like, we have to provide food that is hearty, that will fill the bellies of the people that you're trying to feed. And so that's what this food does. What you're watching on the screen right now, this is the family pack bucket. And yes, there are 17 different varieties of food included in here. Some of those items that you see on the screen, there's sweet habanero chili with pineapple, rice pilaf, black bean soup, the classic chili, the cheesy potato soup, oatmeal, and brown sugar. But what I love is when you sit here and you look at these recipes, you can add more water to expand it and allow it to extend. That's so right, that you could feed more. Or you can allow less water so that it's more hearty if you're feeling like you need to really feed the bellies of those that you're cooking for. And so this is the enchilada, rice and beans, one of our favorites, but the flavors are incredible. Yes. And the easiness, that's the thing, is when you're in preparedness mode, you have to have something easy. That is easy.
Crazy.
You
right.
have to have something. And all this food takes is you open it up, you pour water, you boil the water, and you cook it. That's it. You don't have to add anything else. You don't need any other spices. You don't need anything else. It is ready to go within minutes. And so this is the family pack. Right now, as you're watching, I want to encourage you. This is a brand new affiliate site that we've just launched, a brand new partnership with Daniel and Tristan. And so I want you to go to our website. That website is jimbakershow.com. Click on Shop Our Affiliates. There's a big red banner on the top of our website. Click on that new Manna affiliate. And what I love is not only what you're seeing here on the screen that we're offering, but you can also order one bucket, three buckets, yes, six buckets, yeah, 12 options. Buckets. There's many options. Plus, there's organic buckets. There's no gluten buckets. And then, of course, there's also more additional. There's the
Defender pack, too.
Yeah, that's right. There's the milk if you want to order that. But remember, here's the key. Up to 25 year shelf life. So this is something that you can have up to 25 years in your pantry, in your basement. Make sure you're storing it properly. And I love that you guys talk about that. You have to store the food properly. They give you those instructions. But as you're watching, I want you to call that toll-free number on the screen. That number is 1-888-988-1588. Call our toll-free operators. They're standing by. They will help you talk through all the selections and all the options that we That's have right. available.
Now, John, you are our news director here at Morningside. Yes, you do a tremendous job as well. I've had yes. so many people reach out and say, we love the news yes. that we get on the Jim Baker yes. show. And John, Amazing. We want to thank you for doing yes. such a great
That's
job
great.
With that. But John, you actually had said something right before the show that shocked me. And I want you to tell the people again what you told me.
Well, you know, as we're sitting here talking about it, we're making some chili over here. And it kind of came back to my mind, Ricky, that as of this year, one of the big problems that our country's seeing is there's a huge dependency on food banks.
That's yes. Right.
And I think, you know, a lot of people ask, they're like, what can I do? How can I get prepared? Mm-hmm. Some think, you know, they want to get more political. They want to become activists. And I say, make the change in your home.
Yes.
Start
yes.
with
yes.
being able to provide right. for your food, food for your family, be able to maybe even provide for a neighbor or a friend
yes.
or family.
Yeah. Right.
I think churches need to do that.
Yes.
I think
yep.
we're seeing in that report, they're saying more new families looking for a place that they can go and get food.
Yeah. That's right. And John, I think it's important that you provide for your neighbor as well. I live right
yeah.
next to him.
Yeah.
I bought the house right next to him. So yes, John, I agree with that statement.
Well, Ricky,
I really think you should be doing that.
And I want to thank Daniel and Tristan here, because when we were planning these shows, we said, listen, we can't just prepare for ourselves.
That's
we can't
right.
also just prepare and allow people to prepare for themselves individually or their small communities. But what we have done is when you go to our website or if you call our toll-free number, if you're a church, if you're a pastor, we know many amazing pastors. You come to Morningside. We know you watch the show. We know that you believe in what the mission of our ministry is. And it's your mission as well.
That's right.
But our heart has always been is not all the time. This takes work. Right. This
so takes
work to figure out who the companies are. What are they doing? What is their mission? What are they standing for? And we do that for you.
Yes.
But what I want to encourage you, if you're a pastor and you're watching and you say, listen, I feel because I believe and I've watched it these last couple years, we've had amazing guests that, you know, that sit on this set, mega guests that have churches. But they said, I feel accountable. I have an accountability to the Lord, to the sheep. that when the time of trouble comes, I know that the church is going to be the doors that people are going to be flocking to. We know that.
That's right.
Because that's what the word says.
Yes.
The Lord says to prepare and to have a way to feed the sheep.
Yes.
And so I believe that if you're a pastor watching right now, or you have a small group and you want to prepare on a larger scale, I want you to call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. And we're working with New Manna. We're working with Daniel and Tristan that you see here. And we're going to help you. We'll be able to create discounted prices for you as churches with those bulk orders. But
praise
I encourage
God.
You do that.
That's
because
awesome.
Now is the time to prepare. Don't wait until it's too late.
That's right. And Pastor, I really think that it's important. This is why you should prepare for a lack of food. Watch this. Yeah.
And, you know, a few years ago, I studied this, and the World Health Organization estimated one-third of the world is underfed.
Around 345 million people are facing acute hunger. That's borderline starvation.
15 million children die of hunger each year. 35,000 die every day.
In the U.S., over 13.8 million people already suffer from food insecurity.
We are plowing under vegetable crops from coast to coast. We are euthanizing millions of chickens. And yet this morning, they are telling us to prepare to euthanize harvest-ready cattle.
Texas is home to the largest cattle population in the country, and now America is running low on cows. That's according to the Department of Agriculture.
According to the USDA, nationwide beef cattle inventory dropped to 28.2 million this year.
In fact, there's only a 30-day food supply in the country to feed 320 million people.
And point four, prepare for your family and loved ones. Lack of food is coming. Churches must prepare for members and outreach to the lost.
The Bible tells us that the Euphrates River is actually going to go completely dry.
But now the river is only visible from a distance. Neighboring Iraq has also been affected. The current drought is unprecedented. Rainfall has declined by 70%.
And our leaders are encouraging it, really. They're causing things that are going to bring the crisis to even a greater fulfillment.
China has a food problem. It's worsening food shortages. Self-sufficiency percentages for food for China are relentlessly falling.
Food is power. We need to remember that, and this is very dangerous for the United States.
So it's important to understand that we're controlled by many things, but one of the things that we're absolutely, totally controlled by is food.
A barn housing tens of thousands of chickens was leveled in what a farm spokesperson calls a tragic accident.
From above, Tuesday, flames and smoke billowed into the air, and snapshots from Umatilla County crews showed the dangerous challenge they faced. They believe a boiler powered by natural gas exploded, igniting the fire and destroying the warehouse.
40,000 pounds of food meant to feed people in a food desert near Maricopa, south of the valley, is completely gone.
This is the last season to get prepared.
That was in 2019. Pastor Jim Baker, your friend, said this is the last season to prepare, and he had just shared the exact same word with us. He says, I truly believe January 2024 sparks the beginning of the end times. He said, this is really, truly some of the last days to prepare. Believer, why we do what we do is so that you can be prepared. We want you to call that number. That's 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to jimbakershow.com. You know, we've seen a lot of people over the years, Mondo, they say, well, why do you do food preparation? And I'll tell you right now, it is not a glorious thing to do. Mm-hmm. By no means do we come up here thinking we're going to get praise and honor and glory for coming up here doing what we're doing. No, as you can see it, we, a lot of the time, are the brunt of many attacks on social media. People will make fun of us. They'll laugh at us. They'll say, oh, look at what they're doing. But you know when they're not laughing, friend? is whenever a hurricane happens and we're able to send trucks and trucks of food.
Yeah.
Whenever natural disasters like fires happen and we're able to send loads and loads of food. Whenever there's a mom who isn't able to feed their kid and we say, right. we have extra food and we're going to give it to you. That's when they're not laughing. And believer, whenever someone looks at you and they say, well, why are you doing that? That's so silly. Say no, because I know there will be a day, whether it be the end of times and apocalypse or whether it be a mother down the street who needs to feed her children, I will be prepared to be the body of Christ in my community.
Let me show you something, and forgive me with my writing, but I usually have better writing than this. But I want to make it clear, why do you need to prepare? Because this is what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Cyber attacks right now. Volcanoes going off right now.
That's right.
Earthquakes right now. Wow. Weather out of control right now. Wars in many countries right now. Droughts, shortage of food. One world government want to take control right now, not in the future. Right now. Let me give you a breaking news that is just taking place. With what we're talking is pharmacies nationwide report outages in wake of cyber attacks. We have talked about this. We have warned you. Get your home ready. Get your prescriptions ready, because a time will come where you're going to be standing in line waiting to get your medication. We're here now.
That's right.
All at the same time. Maricela, you remember Dad kept saying over and over, watch the suddenly.
Yes, that's right.
Number two, watch when they all converge, all happening at the same time. When you hear of this list right now, what goes through your mind? What's happening in your brain? Because you not only have to be in charge of your family, you're in charge of this ministry, you're in charge of, you know, a lot of the things that we got going on. All at the same time. This is a list that is happening right now at this very second. What goes through your mind?
And Mondo, you know, what goes through my mind is not only are we seeing the suddenlies, but it's the extremes, right? So the words that were together that pastor says, watch for those suddenlies, watch when they begin to happen all at the very same time, but then the extreme of the weather, the extreme of wars breaking out in many places. And so we know, if you have tuned into this show, you know that Pastor Jim Baker, he's been a watchman. He is the watchman on the wall. And I told my husband, as I watched that video that we all just saw, many of us never saw that happening. We didn't see that on the news. We didn't see the food plants that were burning down. We didn't see the chickens that are being euthanized. We have not heard these warnings. They've been kept from us. The media does not talk about these things. But we do have someone who has warned us. You have someone who has warned from the very time that I came into Pastor Jim's life when I was 12 years old. He was preparing us even then.
Right.
25 years ago, he began, which then took our entire family on a journey together to say, guess what? We believe the full gospel. We believe the full word of the Lord. And so we believe that now is that time. And sometimes, you know, we've been in this place where we're like, Lord, we have sounded this alarm for so long. And when I looked at my husband, John, I said, do you remember when we used to feel like we were the voices in the wilderness and, you know, the mocking, and Pastor Jim would just take it.
Yes.
But he never derailed. And that's the thing that I will say, is he never derailed from his message. He never stopped preparing you. He never stopped saying, what can we do to make preparedness even better? How do we make the food taste better? How do we make it better for the people that they will be able to sustain during these times? How do we bring food? How do we take care of having lights when there's no lights, when there's darkness? You have been a part of this journey with us.
That's
So today I want to encourage you. We're always growing. We're always saying, Lord, how can we do better, God? What is it that we can do? And my heart with partnering with the team here in Numana, the heart there is, God, in these times, in these last of the last days, Lord, it's so important that we partner with like-minded believers who will align with our mission to prepare the church, who align with our mission. We're in, right now, we're in the beginning of the election, and your dollar matters.
Yes.
We have learned that since 2020, our dollar matters. Who we put our money into, wherever it is that we're spending our money, it matters. And so I want to encourage you that as you're watching right now, this is a way for you to stand with this ministry, PTL, the Voice of the Prophets. You can partner with us, but then help yourself, help your family. And so when you go to our affiliate site, it's just launched right now. This is the grand opening day for us with Numana that we've partnered with them. You can go there right now to our website, look at all the amazing products that they have been working for years to develop for you. And I want you to go there. I want you to budget, see what it is that you need for your family. There's many different options there. There's no gluten. There's a family pack. There's organic buttons. They have truly thought it through for you. You can also call that toll-free number on the screen. That number is 1-888-988-1588.
That's right. Now, Danielle, I want to ask you, why is food storage the first thing we need to consider in emergency preparation?
Well, everything you said is very important, and we have it's a psychological thing that we all suffer from. It's called normalcy bias. We think life as we know it,
yes,
normal life will just continue on, and we're oblivious. The store will always be there, what have you. The food supply chain, when you go to the store, like COVID just happened, and there wasn't any meat or what have you. Well, you're seeing the tip of the iceberg. You don't see the huge boulder that's underneath that's caused that problem.
Wow.
Quick story about my grandfather. Same grandfather. He grew up in the Depression. He was a young child. He was about 8 in 1930. His father had died. He had got gassed in World War I. So he died about that. That same year he died as when the Depression started. He's one of three children. They were so poor. I think this is, again, our normalcy bias. He was so poor, he did not have pants to go to school. Wow. They did not have enough food to feed the whole family. They thought the youngest was going to starve, so they sent her away to live with relatives.
Wow.
That's a true story. You ask me, why is this important?
Right.
Because we have lived in such an era of plenty and abundance, yeah, and overabundance, right, and almost to the point of sickening.
Yes.
We don't know what we don't know.
Right. That's right. That's a that's a powerful story. That's here in the United States of America. We really want you to understand what's happening, that normalcy bias can allow you to think everything is going to be all right. There is no reason for me to prepare. But friend, there is a reason. It is for you and your household and your neighborhood. You need to ensure you are prepared. Now, Tristan, I had a question for you. Where should people start? I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you. Most people, they go online and they kind of get overwhelmed and they say, you know what, this is a lot to intake. Where should someone start so that they don't get overwhelmed in their journey of preparation?
I would start, like Marcella said, is make a budget of, sit down as a family, make a budget of what works for your family. At Numana, we have different buckets for different budgets. So I would just start there. Another thing I notice, and this is kind of off tangent, but when you go to the grocery store and you see crackers and a lot of the food, it contains bioengineered food ingredients. Yes. Stop buying stuff that is going to hurt you and your children.
Yes.
If you just store and save your money, buy organic. I mean, they're easy meals to help make for your children.
Right. That's right.
I mean, watch where you're spending your money, because it's amazing when you really watch your money, what great food you can get.
That's right. Watch where you're spending your money. We want to make sure that we are putting our money in good places, good Christian companies, and that exactly is what Numana is. And if you're just tuning in, we are introducing a brand new exciting affiliate to the Jim Baker Show, the PTL platform called Numana. We want you to go to jimbakershow.com, click that Shop Our Affiliates, and hit that Numana banner, and you are able to see all the different varieties that they have supplied for you. Now, we have some things for the audience to try again today as well. I think that's why they all came back for a day two.
It's been awesome.
So that we can have it. I'll tell you right now, there's so many different varieties. How important was it whenever you were on this journey that there was variety?
Well, again, like I think the first episode we talked about this, I cannot tell you the importance of us at the prepper shows with our little kids around us, and people come up and tell us what they wanted. They told us what they wanted, and so we crafted these buckets from what they told. You know, you coined it. It's prepared by the people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So this is what the people wanted, and this is what we gave them. And they want variety. And people don't want the same thing.
That's
You know, you don't want to eat the same thing every day.
That's right.
And so we wanted to change the mentality of food storage is this nasty sawdust leather shoe tasting thing that you just put in the corner. No. This is part of your life. This is part of your independence, part of your food independence.
Amen.
And part of it now.
Now.
That's right.
Like, you can use it camping or wherever.
Yes. Or just everyday food usage if you need it.
Absolutely.
If there's a hard time for that month and you say, hey, you know what? I didn't bring as much income as I thought I was going to. Having something like this is beneficial. That way you can say, hey, you know what? I know that I may not have brought the income in I needed this month, but I'm not stressed on how I'm going to feed my family.
Exactly.
You know, people may not believe anything you said, right? Let's assume somebody's at home and they don't believe a word that you said. You're crazy, Ricky.
It happens
you're
a
out
lot.
Of your mind. Mondo, Lori, Marcella, what are you talking about? Okay, just logically think about this. You know the price of food's going up.
Yes.
I mean, that's not a new revelation.
That's
is
right.
It? So if I can freeze my food price today, I can buy food at today's price, at a good price, and then 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that food is still there, and I just froze my food price,
right.
I'm in, even if I don't believe anything you just said.
Yes.
It's a no-lose investment.
Absolutely. That's right.
No-lose investment. Call the number. What do you got to lose?
You win.
What have you got to lose? You cannot lose.
That's right. I love the tagline. It's food storage you'll love to eat. Can you tell us what separates you from other popular food companies if people are on the fence of, hey, should I go with New Manor or should I go with someone else?
I'll answer this. we tried everything. Our food, a lot of the other companies, they would do cheap food, like sugary, a lot of sugary breakfasts.
Yes.
And
drink mix.
We didn't really want that. We wanted like hard, stable food for your families, for our kids.
Amazing.
Right.
That's so great.
I think a big thing is the philosophy. I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off
you're
there.
Great. Go ahead.
I think our philosophy, we didn't have a prepared, like a prepper mindset. We wanted to bring a different perspective into that industry.
Yes.
And so bring this a higher quality food, a different mindset. So, I mean, that's really why I think we're different. Just our mindset.
Yes. Amen. You know, there's a different variety of buckets. We have the no wheat or the no gluten bucket, which is absolutely amazing. We also have the organic one available for you. There's this thing called a Defender Pack, which we encourage you. Go to jimbakershow.com, click that Shop Our Affiliates banner, go to the New Manna Food banner, and you'll be able to see the different packs that we have for you. Now, you might say, why was it important that we ensured that we had absolutely every option we could get available for you at the Jim Baker Show? Well, like Ms. Tristan said, it's because we wanted to make sure that there was something that fit every budget. This is not a, Mondo, and as you know this, brother, this is not a glorious message. We're not up here making money. We're not, I mean, I'm telling you right now, we are sticking our neck out every single time we tell people, go and buy food for preparation, but it's a message we believe in because we know it to be true.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm worried right now. I don't think I've been worried for a long time like I am today as I'm watching everything that I have been reporting the last 5 years when it comes to cyber attacks. Because what we're watching is our industry being shut down from within from our enemies, yet they're lying to us. They're going to keep lying to us. It's a ritual that America's politicians have done to you and I for decades, maybe even centuries. Yet, what is the peace of mind? There is nothing that can buy the peace of mind for you, for your wife, for your family. And when you think about the food, Ricky, you think about the recipes, and I think about what you're going through. Listen, this ministry has done their work to be able to package it all in one place. We have vetted almost every company that is out there, and I can tell you that there's very few companies that are willing to risk financially everything that they own to pay attention to what are your needs, the needs of, you know, a lot of people deal with allergies in their food and gluten-free and non-wheat. But when I look at these recipes, for example, the pasta primavera. I have to say it in Latino
like
language.
Like
primavera.
That makes it sound fancier.
Primavera. Yeah. Let me use the English. Primavera.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. You got to do the hands.
The classic chili, the sweet habanero chili with pineapples. Man, you can be at the beach, but not necessarily, but in your backyard and be eating habanero chili with pineapples, enchilada and bean rice, Italian pasta with marinara sauce. And that sauce, I can tell you that it can be thick if you like thick pasta. Or you can add more water and make it more, you know, saucy, more watery taste like, right? Again, the key is this. Look at the recipes and budget to what works for you. Maybe you're not gluten-free, but maybe your wife is, like my wife. Mm-hmm. I do both. I do the regular recipes and the half and half. And then, right. But I love this one here, Lori, the organic one.
Yes,
I love the organic
too.
One.
And as I'm reading through, we have the ingredients here, and that is huge to me. I know you read ingredients too.
Yes.
The fact that there's 6 ingredients in one of the recipes, I'm like, that is huge. You know, you see all of these bioengineered things out there.
Can't pronounce half of them.
That's right. And so for pancakes, let me tell you what's in the pancakes. It's just organic wheat flour, organic milk powder, organic cane sugar, organic baking powder, organic powdered eggs and sea salt. I would feed that to my kids all day long. That's what we would make at home on a Saturday morning. It's amazing.
That's right.
Thank you.
Hey, we have Marsha over here. She's going to bring some great things.
Oh, we're ready.
Bring it on.
You got pancakes?
This is the Latina bucket right here. This is the habanero chili with pineapple.
Oh, you know what I realized?
What's so amazing? I'm going to give this to you. Here's the thing. I saw little pineapple chunks in there. I was like, oh my goodness, that's so amazing.
So
you mean it's not just a word on the packet?
That's right.
Or a flavor.
I just want to make sure you know the Latina serving is not included with the bucket. We want to make sure.
That's so funny.
Here you go, Ricky. Hey, you know what?
While we eat this, I think it's important. We love prophecy here at the Jim Baker Show. We love prophecy, Jim Baker's PTL television network. As briefly mentioned, the Euphrates River is drying up. This is a very prophetic, significant event, and I want you to watch this, and then we're going to come back to Daniel, and I want to see his perspective on this.
As mentioned earlier, this river is not merely a physical body of water. It is a powerful symbol in God's prophetic word. In Genesis 15, verse 18, God makes a profound promise to Abram, who was later known as Abraham, stating to your descendants, I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. This promise wasn't just about land. It was a testament to the scope of God's blessings and sovereignty. In the prophecies of Jeremiah and Isaiah, the Euphrates is often mentioned in relation to judgment and divine intervention. Jeremiah 46, verse 6 speaks of calamity near the Euphrates, foreshadowing God's judgment on nations. The scripture says, do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They will stumble and fall toward the north by the river Euphrates. This powerful imagery from the Bible speaks to the inescapable nature of divine judgment and the limitations of human power and prowess. It serves as a profound reminder that within God's sovereign plan, even the mightiest can stumble, further teaching us that our true refuge and strength lie not in our abilities, but in the steadfastness of the Lord. As the river that nurtured ancient Babylon is drying up could symbolize the end of an era, the termination of systems and powers as opposed to God's will. Now, the imagery of the Euphrates in the Revelation is particularly striking. Revelation 9 verse 14 mentions the release of four angels bound at the great river Euphrates. This apocalyptic vision serves as a profound testament to the mystery of God's plans, which often transcend human understanding, yet they steadily advance towards their destined fulfillment. Therefore, the Euphrates is also a symbol of God's interaction with humanity, a testament to his promises, judgments, and the ultimate fulfillment of his divine plan. Now, let us turn our attention to a significant prophecy in Revelation 16, verse 12. Where John the Revelator speaks of a time when the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates and his water was dried up. This verse vividly illustrates the drying up of the Euphrates River as a strategic act by God to set the stage for the final battle where the kings from the east can march unimpeded towards Armageddon. My friends, the Battle of Armageddon mentioned in Revelation 16, verse 16 is the culmination of this divine setup. It is where the forces of evil, rallied by the beast and the false prophet, will confront the armies of heaven, led by Christ himself. This confrontation is not just a physical battle, but a spiritual showdown, representing the ultimate triumph of God's righteousness over the wickedness of the world. In this context, the drying up of the river symbolizes the withdrawal of God's grace and sustenance from a world that has turned its back on him. It is a powerful reminder that earthly powers, no matter how strong or enduring they may seem, are ultimately subject to God's sovereignty. The river's drying up signals the end of human arrogance and the beginning of divine judgment. As we reflect on this prophecy, it's crucial to understand its relevance to our lives today. It serves as a call to righteousness and a warning against aligning ourselves with worldly powers that oppose God's will. It reminds us of the transient or fleeting nature of earthly kingdoms and the eternal nature of God's kingdom. This prophecy encourages us to be vigilant and faithful, standing firm in our faith as we await the fulfillment of God's ultimate plan for humanity.
Daniel, after watching this video, do you believe that there is a possible drought or we will experience a famine in the United States or across the world?
That's a very powerful video. I'm up here, you've asked me to give a lot of opinions on different things. Here's what I can, let me put my expert hat on now.
Come on.
When we just had the last few years, we had the COVID and that situation. And again, you went to the grocery store and there's no meat or there's no whatever.
That's right.
Again, I mentioned the iceberg. You're just seeing the tip of an iceberg, seeing the tip of a problem. The supply chain, if we're going to compare it to a rubber band, let's compare it to a rubber band, and you got a lot of paper that you got to hold. There's a lot of moving parts, whatever. You got this thick, nice rubber band, and it's going to hold everything you need. And if your needs get bigger, it's fine. The rubber band constricts less, whatever. It's fine. Well, with COVID, you started to see this rubber band fray, and you started to say it, in some aspects it broke. And now we're to a point where the rubber band that has been replaced with, it's semi-stable, but it's not thick anymore. Mm. And to give an example, like some of our ingredients, it used to be we could get, a frozen organic pea. We could get it four places. Well, now maybe we can only get two places.
Wow.
And so we are in a global economy. The biggest threat to a global worldwide economy, two biggest threats, war and inflation.
Wow.
And so what's staring us right in the face? So you're asking me if there's going to be a famine, if there's going to be problems, how can there not be?
That's right. It seems like both of those issues are staring us right in the face right now.
Absolutely. And people also say, oh, there won't be any food. Let me tell you, there's two ways you cannot have food. There cannot be food at the store, possibly. And also the price of it may be so high that you can't afford it.
Right. True.
There's two different ways that you can starve. And one of them's not, there's not food available.
Right.
It's, hey, now a hamburger costs $50.
Right.
Not 25 anymore. It costs $50.
Dang. It's true.
Wow.
Now, Daniel, I have a question. What are some of the ways that our partners, our friends who ordered this food can store this? Let's say maybe they have a small apartment or they live in a single family home. What's the best storing practices? And, if they don't have if they have limited space, what's the best way of going about
that? Tristan's an expert on that storing. So
come on.
Well, these things buckets are designed to stack. And they're stable when they stack. There's little grooves in them. So you can either
flip it up.
Yeah, there we go. I saw that.
Yeah, flip it. And different amazing. Buckets can fit
special.
On them too.
Very unique. Okay. It's not easy to get these buckets.
Right. So they store nice and tall and high and secure. Or if you live in where there's apartment or smaller space, you can take them out of the bucket and they still last up to 25 years. And just store them that way.
Oh, you can put them under your bed?
Yes. So that was a question I had. So if I got this and I said, hey, you know what? I don't have very much space. The bucket, I want everything inside the bucket, but the bucket's a little too big for me. Yeah.
Right.
I don't have to compromise my time in which the food is good by putting this in maybe a smaller packaging, put it under my bed, in my closet, somewhere like that. I'm not compromising the time in which it's shelf stable.
Correct.
That's right. Amazing.
Perfect. Yeah, it's perfect.
Now, that's amazing.
The stability is in the individual packages.
Yeah. We talked about last episode, this 5 mil. Then people ask us, why do you have that ugly bag? There's a reason we have these ugly black bags. Yeah. I love them. I think they're beautiful. But it's because of the thickness of them, the quality. They have a zipper up top here. So this allows you to store it long-term and put it pretty much anywhere.
Where should I not store my food?
This is very important. Ladies and gentlemen, listen right here, okay? Because you're going to ask me these questions. You buy this storable food. Do not put it in a garage. The reason why, especially we're here in Missouri, in the summer, it can be 130 in your garage.
It's humid, yeah, that's right.
And then in the winter, it could be -5 in the garage. Temperature fluctuation, I don't care what you're storing, it will kill your food storage. Mm. Put it in, if there's anywhere you're comfortable, your food storage is going to be comfortable. Mm. Ideally, somewhere stable, a basement is ideal usually. Yeah. Those kind of things. That is very important to adhere to those
stores. People need to be creative. When I look at the pancakes, and listen,
I'm only got a whole stack of pancakes.
Can I show you real quick? I know you're talking very serious.
Hey, we
got to
show this.
I want to show you something. Look at this pancake.
Somebody look at this.
This is unbelievable. But I want to tell you something with this pancakes flour. Can you read the ingredients on this pancakes? Because I want to tell you something. As you're reading them, you start thinking, you don't have to just make pancakes. You can make bread.
That's
you can
good,
make
Mondo.
Tortillas. You can make muffins.
Yes.
You can make a whole bunch of things
that's right.
for peace of mind because I mean, I love this.
Yes,
you look like Jack and my daughter syrup. Right now. That's a lot of syrup, brother.
So he was talking about that. It's got wheat flour, milk powder, cane sugar, baking powder, powdered eggs, and sea salt. You can make so many recipes with that mix.
But listen, when you've been hungry, and I get it. I get what your grandfather went through. Mm-hmm. When my mother and I had to, and my sister, we had to flee the Civil War in Central America for 6 months. We ate a tortilla with salt and lemon for 6 months. Wow. When we got lucky, we went fishing and got a fish out. Mm-hmm. You don't appreciate what you have until you don't have it anymore, or until you find yourself in a place where you're desperate.
Right.
That's very true.
Why would a first world nation be desperate?
Right.
If it's not cursed. America has cursed itself. America, listen, we have open borders. We're cursing ourselves. We're allowing abortion to continue. We're cursing ourselves. Why would a good God not discipline its children?
That's right.
We have rebellion in America. We don't want God in America. They have made it very clear they don't want God. They don't want you if you believe in God.
True.
I'm not supposed to be talking loud. But what if life and death is dependent on pancakes for your children?
It's true. As funny as
it
sounds, it's so true.
Why if life and death dependent on a flour? Oh, man, you're going to get me talking.
Well, Mondo, one of the things that mom and dad have taught us is in the end times, we know that we prepare for those reasons sometimes, but why not have comfort foods? Why not have foods that your kids love, that you enjoy? You don't have to eat a sandbar or, you know, those things that
they
make.
Sawdust bars.
You literally
so
can enjoy it, you know?
This is better than tortilla, salt, and lemon. I don't know that part.
These recipes are the comfort foods, the foods that you crave, and the ingredients in them. We were talking about what we were just
clean
eating.
Clean ingredients.
Adding rice to that, that's a food extender. That will last longer.
That's right.
But these recipes taste amazing. They're delicious. They're easy to prepare. You cannot go wrong with any of these.
I know I'm talking a lot, Ricky, but listen, you cannot go and buy this right now at a famous pancake place. I'm not going to name the name and get this quality of pancakes. If I was you, I would call the number right now, 1-888-988-1588, and try it for yourself.
Yes.
All we're asking is for you to try it. If you commit to it, I will commit every month, one bucket every month, and start doing something
everyone can do.
With the prices that we're doing right now, a lot of you are spending, you know, $6 on a cup of coffee. Save that $6 and add it up every month. I can guarantee you.
Yes.
And try the pancakes.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I want to try some, Mondo. 100%. So while they're talking,
I
want to
ask you a question.
Myself.
I'm sorry if it's on the sensitive side of it. But Mondo, you were escaping a civil war when you came here to America with your family. How many people, I know war took a lot of life, but how many people simply passed away from starvation?
Right.
Thousands, hundreds of thousands, Ricky, didn't make it through. They died trying to cross the border, escaping the war, escaping everything. We saw towns disappear within seconds.
Wow.
Seconds.
That's right.
Can you imagine if that happens? It's here in America. All you have to do is go down to Arizona. There is towns. Listen, I don't even have to go that far. You drive up to Cairo, Illinois, and it is a dead town.
That's right.
Amazing people, but it's dead. That used to be the heartbeat of America.
That's right.
Detroit, Michigan used to be the heart of America, and it's a desert now. It's deserted. Don't tell me it can't happen in America.
Right.
It is happening slowly. We're watching our nation turn into a third world nation. All you have to do is go to California.
Right.
Watch the streets of California. You can't even buy food. You can't even live in Oakland, California. It used to be the envy of the world right now. Yet you can't live right now in Oakland, California.
Right.
Yeah,
people are escaping. They're robbing you. People, they're stealing everything. It is the most unsafe place in America right now. It's Oakland, California, a third world nation. Now it's looking like America could be that nation.
That's crazy, isn't it?
How could that be?
How could that be? Now, Daniel, I want to ask you: is it true by helping ourselves, by getting something like this, we can actually, in the long run, be helping others as well?
Well, we need strength. You know, our country, you talked about our country's getting, it's weakening. That's what we can feel. Yeah. We can see it. I'm not telling you anything, you know, the audience here, we can see it. Especially if you got a little years in you and you go back in your memory, you're like, wait a minute, this is not the America I know.
That's right.
We're losing our strength.
Yeah.
And so this strength is going to have to be from each other. You're going to have to, your friends, your family, you can help. You can be an example and a light to them. And because you're strong and you can endure, and God has placed it upon your heart that you can be there when these times come, then you become a light to everybody else around you.
Amen. 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 You know, there's a prophet in the Old Testament, and it's a testament really of really how important this is. You know, he was saying, Lord, I'm essentially at this point, he was so wildly depressed. He was saying, Lord, I wish you would just take me home. I wish I could just go to heaven with you. What did the Lord do? He sent an angel, a messenger, and the angel said, get up, drink some water, eat a meal, let your body be restored. It's important that we take care of our physical bodies, because there is points where people can get so food fatigued. People can get so food hungry where they feel, Lord, it'd be better if I just went home instead of having to endure this pain or having to endure the pain of seeing my children go through this. That is why it's so important. That's why we support this message. That's why we support the company Numana Food, which we have partnered with here at PTL. We have partnered here at the Jim Baker Show. It's because it's not simply having food preparation for you so that you can use it in 25 years. Yes, we want you to be able to have that, but this is something we want you to be able to use tomorrow. We want to use next month, the month after that. If you see a family in your area and you see, oh man, they need food. Maybe they can't make it to a food bank. Right. Say, hey, you know what? I have something. The Lord has been able to bless me with the ability to get something that I want to give to you. Mm-hmm. The last home that I lived in before I moved back here to Blue Eye, there was a family that lived across the street from me. They were a little bit more on the rough side. I'll be honest with you. I interacted with them. I talked to them. I enjoyed them. There was one time where I had heard the kids talking. They were laughing and playing. They were trying to figure out what they were going to have dinner for the night. And the little girl made a statement that almost brought tears to my eyes. So I went inside the house and I had lots of food buckets because that's what we do. And the little girl, what are we going to eat for tonight? What are we going to have this or this or this? And the little girl said, oh, we are not eating tonight. We have to wait till breakfast tomorrow morning. Mm. And I thought, man, that actually breaks my heart. So I went inside, told Brooke, I'm going to go give him a food bucket. I know it's going to be, I don't care if it's embarrassing. I'm just going to do it. So the kids went inside, played. I caught the dad outside in the yard earlier or later that night. I said, hey, could I just give this to you? You know, you can say no if you want, but it's just food. You know, it's something that I have. Would you be willing to accept it? And the way his eyes lit up, I explained to him, all you have to do is boil it. All you have to do is, and he ate it. They had it. And, you know, I don't know how many meals that provided for them, but I'm thankful that I had the ability that I could do something like that for them. You know what? That's what we are as believers. Believers, the church, we are the first line of defense for people.
Absolutely. Story about my grandfather.
Please.
You know, they had to ship away one of their youngest sister. There were many days he told me, he said, Daniel, there were many days all I had to eat was a raw, uncooked potato.
Wow.
That was the United States of America.
Wow.
A lifetime ago. America.
Believer, we are wanting to make sure that you are prepared physically, spiritually, emotionally. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church that believes the entire Bible, that they don't just pick and choose what they want to believe, that they say, no, we believe the fullness of the gospel. Amen. We want you to call that number. It's 1-888-988-1588. Please go to thejimbakershow.com. Click that Shop Our Affiliates program. What that does is allow us to continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world while supporting other Christian businesses. But even better, you get something out of this as well. You get peace of mind knowing I have preparation in every aspect of my life. We want you to make sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ. And whenever you do know the Lord Jesus Christ, don't keep it hidden. Don't hide it under a bushel. As the wonderful Bible story says, let your light shine for the world. If you're going through a drive-through this week, make sure to tell that person, hey, I love Jesus. Do you know about Jesus? If they say yes, say, good, I was just checking. And if they say no, share the gospel with them today. There has never been a more important time for evangelism than right now. I want you to remember this as we get off the show today. You're not fighting for victory. You're fighting from victory. The battle has already been won for you. And I want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Make sure you order your food today. JimBakerShow.com, 1-888-988-1588. This is the year, as Pastor Jim Baker said, to prepare.
We want to thank you for your prayers and support. We would not be able to be here without you. If you want to see more from us and our family, go to watchjimbakershow.com. And as my dad always says, remember, God loves you. He really does.